Should we be planting garlic right now?
I would wait probably another week or two. Normally, if you're planting bulbs now, you can tulips, daffodils, that sort of thing. Plant garlic too. As long as I get the bulbs and garlic in before the ground freezes, then they'll grow. They will, at least the surface freezes. So the bulbs we plant, the cloves we plant, should start growing roots. And this after we have them all nicely mulched, and come springtime, 1st of April, we uncover them and away they go.
Okay. Well, some people, including yours truly, have unfortunately jumped the gun a little bit. And I have a set of bulbs that have already sprouted, and the stems are about 4 to 6 inches already. So am I in trouble?
What may happen is, and this happens if we have a really warm fall too, that they grow enough, like you say, you get some top growth, and usually that will get frozen off at some point, unless we get a heavy dump of snow before things freeze. We would kind of rather do the other thing, other way around. So if you've got stuff in the ground already, you should mulch them heavily. And mulch, whether that be with seaweed, spruce boughs, definitely. Again, normally we wait on all this mulching until we get at least the top layer frozen. And then hopefully it'll kind of stay frozen consistently. And that's the problem with so much around here. We don't have a consistent, steady freeze from November till March, and then things thaw out, and then it's spring.
Okay, so maybe I should be dumping another layer of garden soil up on top of the bulb right now.
Right, even some more soil wouldn't hurt. Okay. So the basics of planting any of these, first get good high-quality bulbs, the biggest bulbs of garlic that you can find, and from those you break them apart, and you take the biggest cloves and eat the small ones that might be in the center. So for some folks, they haven't ordered them or gotten them already, they'll have to order them quickly because a lot of suppliers down south are out of their – or sold out at least.
And the grocery store variety garlic, you probably shouldn't be using that.
It grows poorly here. These are soft-neck garlics from California. What is more cold-tolerant are hard-neck garlics. That's the ones that you need to either buy from a local source potentially or from – places down south. Some of the good nursery catalogs have that. And we want really good, rich soil to plant them in. Well-drained, full sun. So I'm in the process of making new garden boxes with well-composted horse manure into which I'm mixing additional organic fertilizers. And they are well-drained. I'm mixing sand into these also. So then those broken apart cloves you plant, push them into the ground about 2 inches deep, 6 inches apart, and as much as you have room for in your beds. Make sure you just smooth the soil over the top. I do use seaweed, 2 to 4 inches of seaweed on top of that, and then a clear layer of plastic over the whole thing so that our winter rains, fall, winter, spring rains, don't cause them to rot. When I haven't covered them, I'll lose 50% or more of my garlic.
Also, the rains may just wash away the nutrients in your soil, too.
Certainly. They will leach – right. You will lose nutrients. I mean, so covering your garden beds with clear plastic for the winter or black plastic if you've got nothing planted in there is still worthwhile, again, so you don't lose those nutrients. And then normally they're growing the roots underground, and around the 1st of April, usually they'll be poking up through the mulch that you have and lifting the plastic up to pull off.
And any sort of food that or fertilizer that we should be applying?
Whether we're using chemical fertilizer or organic chemicals, I mean, our old Jim Douglas recommendation was 2.5 pounds of 832-16 per 100 square feet. A balanced organic fertilizer, similar quantity, even up to 3 to 4 pounds per 100 square feet. Scratch that into the top 6 inches of the soil before you plant. And that should hopefully, with weather cooperating, give you a good garlic crop next year.
Okay. Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot for the tips.
You're welcome.